girls who type in office.
Or typists.
Or
stenographers.
Yeah.
Clerks. Secretaries.
Okay. That one would be a... The last word.
Secretary.
Okay. Elizabeth Taylor is a famous...
Actress.
And what's your nationality?
American.
Okay. A person with black skin is...
A Negro.
Okay. What, you know, terms have you heard, like a neutral term or a derogatory term?
Colored people.
Or, you know, terms that have different emotional things attached
to them. We usually, when I was growing up, and we still do call them, if it's necessary to designate, we just call them colored people. Now I heard the folks call nigger, darky, blackface, blacks, Africans, Afro-Americans.
Now, are blackface and black people, you know, are these terms that are...
Derogatory. Mm-hmm. Darky, I think, and nigger are derogatory.
Okay. How about a person with white skin? They're
white people.
As close to Negro as... Mm-hmm.
White folks, white people, whites.
What's the proper noun that's referred to all people with white skin?
Gentiles. Caucasian.
What is it?
Caucasian.
Okay. And how about other terms for them, like you have terms for them? You said white.
White people, whites. So I know.
How about a term used for by Negroes and Caucasians, a derogatory term for white people?
Whiteies.
That poor white?
Poor white trash.
What's
poor white trash.
Okay.
They're just people in the South that never had any opportunities and just ordinary people.
How about a term for a person living in the country and is out of touch with town life? Has been kind of all his life.
I don't know. So a derogatory expression.
No,
it's just a
jocular, kind of funny.
Country Jake.
I guess it is.
Country Jake, though.
How about a cracker?
Cracker. They call everybody in Georgia crackers. Is that what a cracker is? I didn't know that. I thought, hey, I guess a cracker. Country Jakes is what I heard.
How about the term F-A-G-E-R?
A what? How you spell it?
I'm not sure. I copied that myself, so if you haven't heard the name, that's okay. If somebody's trying to hurry you and says, come on, you say, I'll be there now.
Don't rush me.
Or just.
Just wait. Just wait a minute. Hold your horses.
Yeah, you had it. Not wait a minute, but just.
Just wait.
Just a minute.
Just a minute. Just a minute. Yeah, surely. Just a minute. Especially on the telephone, you know, I would say just a minute.
Yeah, right. How about if I was going to walk to town or ride to town, I'd say, I wonder how many miles it is, I'd say, what is it to town?
How far is it to town?
Okay. How about, if you were going to show me something on a piece of paper, you said, come here.
Look at this.
Or...
See here.
Look.
Look here.
Okay. Is that a direction or a reprimand?
That's a direction. Look here. Oh, it can be.
Can
be both. Look here.
Okay. That's what I want to know. If I wanted to know how many times you go to town, like I'd say, how
often do you go?
Okay.
How many times is probably what we'd say then.
If someone came in and asked us to do something both of us didn't want to, I'd say, I'm not going to do that. And you'd say,
neither am I.
Okay.